Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Live from the grand opening of the new Golfsmith on 627 Roosevelt Road here in the Loop. New 2015 golf clubs are available now. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Utica in Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. It'll be Scott Darling in Game 6 tomorrow in the net for the Blackhawks from the United Center. Head coach Joel Quenneville would not address the net situation if there is a Game 7. Puck drops at 7 tomorrow. Preds captain Shea Weber is out the rest of the series with a lower body injury he suffered in Game 2. Blackhawks lead the series 3-2. NHL playoff action tonight. The Rangers look to eliminate the Penguins from New York in Game 5. Montreal looks to do the same to Ottawa in a Game 5 as well. St. Louis and Minnesota face off. They're tied at 2 apiece in that series. Doug McDermott told reporters today that his father did not contact the Bulls a few months back complaining about playing time, saying, quote, "My dad would never do that. He's a coach. He has to deal with parents all the time." Meanwhile, the Bulls lead the Bucks 3-0 in that series. They can sweep tomorrow afternoon tip at 4:30 from the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. Scores Bruce Levine confirmed an earlier speculation that White Sox ace Chris Sale did indeed go over to the Royals clubhouse to confront Royals ace Yordano Ventura after the bench-clearing brawl last night at U.S. Cellular Field. Sale did not get into the clubhouse. He and Ventura were two of five players ejected from a 3-2 White Sox loss. Everyone involved awaits MLB ruling on possible suspensions. Two teams are back at it tonight. Jose Quintana on the bump for the Sox, fresh off his four-inning, nine-run performance against the Tigers. Danny Duffy starts for the Royals. Cubs ace John Lester and Red starter Mike Leake faced each other on April 13th. Leake went seven, gave up four. Lester gave up six runs on 10 hits in six innings. Cubs are coming off two straight losses. Want Lester to be their stopper tonight. 6-10 first pitch in Cincinnati. Chris Bryant is at third. Batting fourth, Dexter Fowler's in center and leading off. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. Stop by the Little Mexican Cafe in Chicago next Friday to kick off your Cinco de Mayo for the Southsider pregame from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. following the game. Enter for your chance to win great prizes presented by Cabrito Tequila. I'm Adam Harris, you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tonight, 6:35 pregame, White Sox and Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Scores and Bernstein.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the score.
Afternoons on the score.
Stafford's in the gun, looking at first and 10 of the 18-yard line. Play fake, pressure coming. They missed him, and now they got him, and down he goes. Anthony Adams getting this sack.
Snap to Rodgers, back pedal to the pocket. Goes to throw, and this time it's taken away. Anthony Adams, and the Bears take it away.
Boers and Bernstein.
I love football.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Boers and Bernstein Show has Matt Abatacola sitting beside me today with Terry Boers due back on Monday. But now it is our chance to go back to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And we welcome former Chicago Bear and current bon vivant lover of life, Anthony Adams, to the score. He is found on Twitter at Spice Adams. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, bud. How are you? Thanks for taking time for us today. I know we're looking forward to hanging out with you in a couple weeks when we have the roast and toast of Patrick Manley. You'll be one of our celebrity roasters, and we're glad that you're participating in that night for us.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. I got some stuff I want to dig up on Mr. Pat.
So I was hoping, you know, being a teammate of his, you actually do have some good inside dirt. You know, we haven't had as much time with him as here at the score as you did with the Bears. But I'm sure you've got some good stories, some good material for us to really get after Pat on the 8th.
Well, you know what? I played with Pat for 5 years, and being as though he's a long snapper, I haven't spent a lot of time with him either. Because while we're practicing, he's on the sideline joking and chewing tobacco and going over his golf swing and all that type of stuff while we're hitting. So I really haven't spent a lot of time with him either, but I do have enough to roast him.
Well, I need help because I'm really trying my damnedest to come up with something. And it's not like he's that good a target because he's not particularly antagonistic. He's not a guy who say, oh, yeah, we can't wait until we get this guy up there. Wait till he gets his. Yeah. So I'm searching for a hook, Spice.
Well, all the dirt you need on Pat can be found on his MySpace page. I'm pretty sure he still has one.
Well, you would know. You are the king of social media. I know your Instagram account is one worth following all the videos you put together. I don't know how you find the time, or maybe it's a really easy app or something you have to put together all the really good videos you do with all the different motion and music and whatnot. And people can also go to spiceadams.com. I know that you'd like people to go there. You're just a man of many nicknames, as well as I didn't know this about you, but the 2013 Arthur Murray Dancing with Chicago Celebrities Award winner?
Yeah. Yeah, I won
that.
So
you can dance. You're a dancer.
I did the cha-cha. You know what? What's funny is I never lost a dance competition ever. You know, since birth, and we could three-way my moms on that.
How many of you? How many dance competitions have you been in?
Several. I've been in many. And since growing up, I've always won dance competition. I've always, you know, won $100 at this dance competition, this one or whatever. And it never stopped. Even though I started getting big, I still had the moves. I still had the moves, man.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because actually on Instax you had not too long ago, it was a video at a wedding. It wasn't your wedding, but you were at this wedding. And somebody challenged you to a dance contest, and this dude can move. And he got up in the air and came down in the splits.
Yeah. Yeah, that
did he get up?
Oh, no, he got up right away.
Oh,
okay. He popped right up.
Anybody can come down in the splits.
Oh, no,
it's the getting up.
Down in the splits. The splits. He got down, came right back up right away. It was very impressive.
Yeah, that ended up being a bad idea that night. hamstrings wasn't working well after that, but... Yeah, I'm retired from everything now, man. I think I'm gonna hang the dancing slippers up, man.
See, I'm picturing Heavy D in the Now That We've Found Love video.
Ooh, that's my. You know, Heavy D is the reason why a lot of fat rappers rap. You know what I mean? Without Heavy D, it wouldn't be no Notorious B.I.G. because
like
he made
Rock.
It cool to rap.
Chubb Rock.
Yeah.
Yep. Same.
Heavy
thing.
D paved the way. He paved the way. Now we got our own thing.
That's the overweight lover. That's right. That is for me. I'm thinking sophomore year of college. That would be the overweight lover. Girls
oh,
and girls that love me.
Yep. I was a sophomore at elementary school.
Oh please! Now he's gonna.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, that came out. You were a sophomore in college. You're right. A lot older than all of us.
Yeah, I know. So, do you follow any draft stuff? Does it interest you to see the whole the college meat market now?
Well, we got the 7th pick, and I'm thinking that we got to get best available. Maybe a wide receiver, or maybe just like a true nose guard or a linebacker. We need everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I think we need a true backup quarterback. Not saying that we don't have one now, but I mean, since Jay's got here, we really haven't had a viable backup quarterback. You know what I mean? So, and they haven't drafted a quarterback.
McCown was an American hero. The city loved Josh McCown like he had saved everybody from a fire.
Yeah, but it's different if you draft a quarterback in the first or second round. You know what I mean? We haven't drafted a quarterback in the first or second round in years. When was the last time?
Last time a first round pick was Cade
McNown. No, Grossman.
And Rex Grossman, right?
Rex.
Yeah, Rex is the last one.
Okay. And that was, like 2004? I mean, it's been a long time.
Sounds about somewhere in that area.
Yeah, it was the same year in the first year. They had two first-round picks, and they took your guy Michael Haynes. It was the other first-round pick.
Yeah, that was 2003. I was available. They could have picked me.
Nah.
Hey, when you look at what happened last year with the Bears, I know that you co-host Inside the Bears, so I know you're always around the team and around what's going on. What was your take on last season? You see all the changes, what happened over this offseason, too?
It was bad, man. I mean, nothing was worse than when I was in San Fran and we went 2-14, but it was the same type of atmosphere there, man. A lot of people moping and walking around with their heads down, and it just seemed like they couldn't get it together, and it was no leadership, and the guys that were leaders, they got hurt. So, you know, it was no leadership, man. It was just a bad atmosphere to be around. It was like, you know, doing the show, we'd be like, man, I hope we get good ratings because, I mean, you know, everybody's down in the dumps right now.
How does a veteran look at draft day when you see all of this new draft class and you know you've got a new GM?